Welcome back to Lulu Darlings. My name's Regina.
And I'm Heather.
And welcome back to DeLulu High. On this podcast, we will be discussing the happenings at local psych ward, DeLulu Regional High School.
Disclaimer, the situations and characters discussed in this podcast are purely BS. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. On today's episode of DeLulu High, we will be discussing King of the School, Trevor, being T-boned by a school bus.
Ryder L and his commitment to college.
And of course, our main headline, Chelsea N and the arson she committed in the girls' bathroom.
Okay, so for starters, we have Trevor. Now, the other day, I was pulling into the school parking lot and there were like cop cars, there was an ambulance. I was like,
just a total mess.
What the hell is happening?
And I mean, that's not unusual for our school.
It's a usual occurrence. Yeah. But then on further observation, I learned that it was Trevor's car and there was a school bus involved. So what I heard through the grapevine is that while pulling into the student parking lot, Trevor did not stop at the stop sign and he got T-boned by a school bus that, in my opinion, the school buses fly out of the driveway.
Yeah. At least there were no, it was in the morning, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So at least there were no kids in it because they had already been dropped off. I mean, at least we only traumatized one person.
Yeah, just Trevor. But, and I feel like it's not that great of a loss. I mean, he's still alive. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he's not dead.
He's good, actually. But the thing is, he had broken his leg.
Yeah.
And he just got out of his cast. And it was actually his first day driving to school. I mean, because while his leg was broken, he couldn't drive to school. And his rumored girlfriend, Vanessa A, was his kind of his chauffeur service, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But he's just not, like, when he started to drive again, I feel like his driving skills were never really on point.
Yeah, but at the same time, not stopping at a stop sign has nothing to do with driving his leg.
Literally just stop. And he was always a bad driver. And I remember when he got, like, his license, he failed the test twice before they even gave him, like, a
third attempt. Really rough. That's really rough.
Like, come on. Like, I understand feeling it once, but twice, like, just parallel park. Like,
once can be anxiety. Twice, you should not be on the road. No.
Yeah,
way.
No.
I don't feel comfortable.
I feel like, yes, the school bus was going fast, but in the end.
Well, the school bus was going, I heard, like 55.
It's just his.
In the parking lot.
Yeah.
Which is kind of rough.
But then this is where it gets more exciting.
Oh, okay.
So right after, because I must have come right after the accident occurred, because then I see Vanessa A hop out of her car and he's lying there, like, hanging out of the driver's seat. And she gives him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, which, I'm not going to lie, she appeared to be enjoying.
Yeah, maybe she was kind of using his nearly fatal injury as a way to...
As an excuse to
get it on in the parking lot.
In front of everyone, including the paramedics and the police. Oh,
why not just let the paramedics do it?
Like, yeah, they're trained. What are, an EMT? I don't know. So this, honestly, in my mind, further validates the rumor that Vanessa A and Trevor have something brewing.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, like, first of all, there was the ice cream situation.
Yes.
Then there was the ransom note, which is still, you know, up in the air about who wrote that, but it seems to be related to Trevor.
I still think it was the demon dog, but
honestly, yeah, I feel like that was probably more plausible.
But
we don't know.
Clearly things have been floating around, and I think the resuscitation and the, the attempt to bring him back to life really proved to us that Vanessa would die for Trevor.
Truly, I agree.
I feel like she would have gotten hit by the bus.
She would have jumped in front of She would have jumped in front of a bullet to save him.
Yeah, even though probably wouldn't.
I wonder if she's going to be driving him to school from now on. Because, well, do we know the extent of his injuries yet?
No, but I do know he's in the hospital. Like, everyone's going to check on him. I remember in lit class the other day, they made us, like, write little cards to him. But, I mean, like, I don't know him that well, so, like, I don't really care.
I don't either. Well, I mean, I care, but...
But, like, I don't, you know? Like, it doesn't affect me.
It doesn't affect me, but I just think it's really interesting.
It's sad, but, like...
I feel like we live for drama, but that's just us.
Like, if we were to go to the hospital, it would be solely to get his take.
Yeah, for the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not out of sympathy. It's just...
No.
It's just for the podcast.
It would be kind of superficial, but...
That's who we are.
It kind of is.
Regina and Heather, we're just superficial in that way. So, yeah. Trevor is in the hospital, and we don't know how he's going to do, but this confirms it. Vanessa A. and Trevor have something going on. This episode of DeLulu High is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Car Insurance, because sometimes we all get T-boned by a school bus, and it's better to have your driving record safe and protected. Keep watching and make sure to keep all of your cars, motorcycles, and boats insured with Liberty Mutual. Next up, we have a little college commitment story. So as seniors at DeLulu Regional High, we do have a lot of, you know, college talk. It's that time of the fall. We're all getting our apps in. But Ryder L has posted about his commitment.
On his Finsta.
Yeah. Heather, would you like to further elaborate on this for us?
Well, he posted on his Finsta, probably, so no one would, like, really see it. But obviously, it got
obviously
out.
Obviously, everyone did.
It was leaked. Mm-hmm. Apparently, he's committed to Harvard, you know, the Ivy League with the 4% acceptance rate for the sport of curling.
I don't know if I've heard of that one. Harvard? Oh. I'm kidding.
For the sport of curling.
What even is that?
It's, like, the thing that they do in the Olympics, like, where they, like, are on the ice and they, like, try to, like...
It's like a... You sweep the ice.
You sweep the ice, basically.
Floating...
I don't really know what the point of it is.
It's like air hockey, but with brooms.
Yeah, but apparently he's, like, good enough to be on the Harvard curling team.
So,
but we also think that this is, like, complete,
this,
like, perjury.
This is a scam. This is totally not true. Because, like, if I know anything about Ryder L, Harvard would not give out a scholarship to someone like him, especially curling. Like, I didn't even know Harvard had a curling team.
I didn't even know that Harvard gave out scholarships for sports.
Yeah.
Aren't they in Ivy League?
I just don't understand that. And especially when it's someone like Ryder L, who, I'm sorry, has a 1.8 weighted GPA.
Weighted.
That's, ooh, like...
Well, yeah, he's taking all remedial, basically. And,
like, I just...
Failing them.
Pretty much. And I
he
just...
Do you know what I heard?
What?
I heard that he got a 45 on his Spanish final and celebrated. His parents bought him a cake.
Oh, my God.
Red velvet. With cream cheese
red
frosting.
Red velvet. You know it's an occasion if it's red velvet. Yeah. And I mean, like, I just don't really understand. Like, you can play sports in college. Like, that's well and good. Like, I have a lot of friends who are doing that. But, I mean, they're also taking classes. And I don't understand how a person with a 1.8 GPA is going to be taking any single class at Harvard.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
I had a guidance seminar with him once, and they asked everyone to go around and say their future career. I kid you not, his future career was working as a trash truck driver. So, like, I don't know if Harvard is handing out degrees for that these days. You never know.
Well, but, okay. Here's what I heard.
Okay.
I heard that it wasn't really Harvard that he's committing to. It's actually Mount Wachusett Community College. But he's, like, kind of, like, ashamed.
I mean,
so he's lying. He wanted to make it look like he was going to a better school, but he kind of overdid it by making it look like he's going to the best school in the country.
So I see, okay, first of all, I understand that he's ashamed, like I would be too. But, like, at the same time, that makes a little more sense to me, because I have heard that Mount Wachusett does like to give out their scholarships for different sports, and it would not shock me if they had a curling team.
Honestly, yeah.
And so, I mean, like, in a way, Ryder, we're proud of you for, like...
Yeah, you should be loud and proud.
Be loud and proud from Mount Wachusett Community College, because...
You don't have to go to Harvard to be successful.
No, you don't. Like, a degree is a degree. And if you want to drive that trash truck, there is nothing I'm going to do to stop you.
And if you want to sweep that ice,
go for it.
Good for you.
Go for it, bud. Enjoying the winter and all it's cracked up to be.
This episode of DeLulu High is also an advertisement for Mount Wachusett Community College. It's the place to be, especially if you want to join their curling team.
You've all been patient and you've been waiting for it, and we are going to deliver. So, this is the juicy gossip of the week because it kind of disrupted the whole school. We had a fire drill because of it.
Well, not, it was a real fire.
It wasn't a drill.
It wasn't even a drill. Everyone thought it was a drill.
But we were evacuating. There were fire trucks. So basically short and sweet, but it won't be either of those things.
Yeah.
Chelsea N attempted arson in the school bathroom.
Wow. Somebody was in there, but we'll get to that part later.
So why would Chelsea N light fire? Well, it was rumored that Penelope T, we remember her.
Yeah, the one who everyone thinks right now wrote the ransom note that was in Vanessa A's locker. Yep. And don't forget, Chelsea N and Vanessa A have been best friends since the first grade.
What the heck? And so Penelope T was in the bathroom when Chelsea N literally lit a trash can on fire. And you know that thing was filled with like those cheap school paper towels. So those things are flammable. Like that's
probably a bunch of like monster energy drinks.
That stuff's igniting.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Honestly, it's just like, why? Like, are you really willing to burn the school down in order to, you know, get revenge for a supposed ransom note? When honestly, I believe that it was the voodoo exorcist's dog.
That's the theory that's really convincing me.
So I'm not really, like, I don't know if Chelsea N, like, got it right this time. Like, I don't know. She's been suspended for only 3 days.
That's good.
Even though she pretty much attempted to burn down DeLulu Regional High School.
And what would we do without the high school?
I don't know. I mean, it's been around since the 1940s.
God knows when.
Yeah. I mean, it also hasn't been renovated since the 1940s.
But, I mean, the thing is, like, I really just think Penelope T has a vendetta against Vanessa A.
Because of Trevor. And everyone
and
knows
Chelsea,
this.
And Chelsea, because Chelsea is friends with Vanessa.
Exactly. And if she had written the ransom note, then I'd understand wanting to avenge your best friend. But we don't know if she did. And honestly, like, this is too far. Yeah. I think that Penelope T is honestly a victim in this situation.
Yeah, like, and usually this is so unusual for her because usually Penelope T's
the perpetrator.
Yes. She is the villain, but honestly, I think she was the victim. And if you are wondering, Penelope did escape with second-degree burns, but she will be okay. It's just a bit of her face.
I mean, it was the second time the ambulance had to come to the school this week. Because
first
it was Trevor.
And then it was Penelope. But I mean, I hope she's okay. Honestly, my heart goes out to her more than Trevor. Because, I mean, her face was pretty, so who knows? It might get better.
Who knows? Maybe
worse.
Her and Trevor will be roommates in the hospital. And
then something might start.
Eventuate. Yeah.
May I say something ignite?
Oh, Regina.
Is that too
You're
bad?
You're just so funny. A little too soon, but it's okay. It's okay.
No, I definitely think there's something going on there. And I mean, I was honestly quite scared. I was in chem when this happened and like, the fire alarm started going, and I'm like, what the heck is going on?
At first, I thought it was just, like, a malfunction because, as I said, our school hasn't been renovated since the 40s.
Yeah, and
so
people
people love to pull the alarms. I remember there was one time last year when we had four fire drills in one day because the alarm was just malfunctioning. But I smelled the smoke. I knew there was something sinister behind it. I could smell the smoke from my history class, and I just, you know, I was like, what is going on? Like, is this Armageddon?
I saw my life flash before my eyes, and I knew doomsday was upon us.
Yeah.
I knew the demon had finally done his deed to the school, and we were all cursed. But then...
Okay, can I just pause at this? This is kind of crazy.
Okay.
But imagine if it was the demon that was in Vanessa A's locker from Tiffany F's dog.
Yes.
That went into Chelsea because they're best friends, and that was what ignited the fire.
So the demon is behind all of this?
Possibly. I think that that's a major possibility. I mean, most people think that it was Penelope T who wrote the note, but I feel like the demon
because
it's just such a...
And especially because our school's so old, it would love it here.
I know,
like,
of course.
It's just...
It's like Victorian.
It's like an ancient burial ground. Like, you can just kind of, like, settle in and just feel the clock
tick. The ghostly ambiance, yes, of the school.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it makes me uncomfortable, but, I mean, if I was demonic, I'd probably enjoy it.
I mean, yeah.
It's a cozy atmosphere.
For a demon?
Yeah.
Not necessarily for us. It's a little bit.
It's a little bit unsettling, but, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, we love it here at DeLulu Regional
High
School.
We do love it. We love it. We are.
You know, it's the place to be, just like Mount Wachusett.
Just like Mount Wachusett Community College. But yeah, no, I definitely think the demon did have something to do with this.
And the bathroom, by the way, is completely ruined. The bathroom is, the stall doors completely melted.
Yeah, I mean, it was cheap plastic anyways.
It was cheap plastic, but the mirrors are gone. It's just,
how am I supposed to do my hair? Where am I supposed to pee? I have to take a detour now down the Spanish hallway.
I mean, that was the nicest of the bathrooms, and it's still
it's a disgrace.
It was still kind of disgusting.
This impacts us all.
It does. It really does. And I'm glad that Chelsea Ann has been suspended.
Yeah. No, I feel a little more safe when I go to school now without her. But, I mean, I don't even know what's going to happen when she returns.
I mean, I don't know. Some people are on her side. Not me.
Yeah, no. I'm not a fan. I'm on Penelope T's side in this situation.
For sure. I feel like
she's a victim along with us all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the real victims are the people who had to see her hobbling out of the bathroom covered in burns.
Poor thing. And her clothes burned off, too.
Oh, her clothes. That. Her Lululemon.
Yeah. It's really sad. But it wasn't real Lulu. It was, like, fake. It was synthetic.
It was, like...
That's what I heard.
It's, like, Old Navy.
Yeah. It was, like, Athleta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yikes. I mean, I feel like...
Well, maybe...
Karma. But we still love Penelope, so...
Yeah, you know.
Hang in there, girl.
Wishing you the best.
We're rooting for you. If you're hearing this, we love you, and we'll buy you actual Lululemon and bring it to the hospital.
Yeah. We will.
We care for you. We care for you and your burnt face. We hope and you honestly, get pretty again.
Shoot your shot with Trevor, because this is probably the closest you'll ever be to him.
Yeah.
In this hospital wing.
So make it last and light it up. Yeah. That's what I say. Keep on burning. Thank you for watching, and we hope you enjoyed today's steaming hot gossip.
Tune in next week for more updates on DeLulu High's biggest dramas.
We'll see what happens if there's more fires, more car crashes,
or more college commitments.
Who knows what's going to come next time, but stay tuned for DeLulu High.